from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to the real hawk, Jeff Hathorn. He is at St. Vincent College, where Mike Tomlin will be speaking after the Steelers' fitness test, which I think his first year, Casey Hampton failed, memorably. Has anyone failed since?
No, not really. Although we used to be able to kind of watch it. Now they just say, yeah, you guys just stay down here and we'll bring coach after it's over. So that, what I do remember about Casey is after he failed that test, he got put on a strict diet. And you saw way too much plate when he would get dinner. Like, it was just like a sad piece of chicken, a few peas, and like some kind of fruit. And the poor guy was sitting there while everybody else is just chowing. And you felt bad for the dude.
What percentage of able-bodied and like, i.e. not like in their 60s or 70s, what percentage of young enough able-bodied media members do you think could participate in and successfully finish the fitness challenge?
I would say...
like if Batko is doing the fitness challenge, you think he's pulling it off?
I think he could, having played basketball with Brian. Yeah, DeFabo's pretty jacked.
Absolutely. Jenna and Shelby, yes.
How about me?
And there's
How about that, Malzi?
I don't know if I could. I don't know if the running would.
I'm doing burpees now. If I can do burpees, why can't I do?
You're pushing the sled? You're ready to join an NFL team?
I noticed there's no faith in Mark Cabali, Jeff.
Two Achilles tears, Donnie. I don't even know if they'd let him get out there.
He's still on IL.
Unbelievable moment at the gym today. Woman, I won't name her, doing sit-ups, farted right in the other trainer's face, pretended like it didn't happen.
That's a woman move.
She just kept it moving. I think if it's loud, you have to acknowledge
it. Was it like a audible? Obviously, you heard it.
Tried to conceal laughter?
I just don't know if you're like, oh, wow, my these performance fabrics really catch on things once in a while.
I think you just got to own it.
Yeah, I think so. I think you got to be like, wow, I'm really working hard. Sorry about that.
Jeff, let's go to Najee. You were there his first time talking. Didn't do it in minicamp, not at OTAs. He said the reason why he didn't get the fifth-year option was because the Steelers didn't know which direction the offense was headed in. Do you think that's code for the Steelers possibly looking at Jaylen Warren as more of their number one back than Najee Harris this year?
Possibly. But I think it's like, hey, let's see how you fit in this offense was their message to him. And he was kind of asked to clarify that or to add any more details. And he's like, no, that's what they told me. So it wasn't anything more than that. Let's see how he fits with the offense. But I'm sure, listen, we all know the average lifespans of tailbacks. Let's see how healthy you are. Let's see how you make it through this year. And then, you know, maybe we'll have interest in finding a way to bring you back next year for a couple of years.
You know, I said this to Pony in the context here, Jeff, just to make sure you're not completely in the dark, is Pony kind of wagered that he thinks Pat Freiermuth will have a new contract extension before they hit the field in pads. So by like the end of this week or beginning of next. And I said to him in response to that about Harris, well, we know Arthur Smith loves tight ends because they tend to do well in his offense. We know he had a huge offense with Derrick Henry. And the thing that gets me about this with Harris is, forget about Omar Khan for a second in his end. I would think if Arthur Smith felt like he was getting a guy who had Henry-like traits in Najee Harris, inheriting that player, he would pound the table and say, trust me, this guy will be a bargain a year from now at $6.7 million. The fact that none of that happened, I think, is noteworthy.
I do as well. And I do think, it's as much about Najee, or maybe even less about Najee, than it is about Jalen. And they see the tape. They know the explosive plays that he makes. They know his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. And it doesn't mean that Najee can't do those things, but he's not as explosive and never will be as explosive as Jalen Warren. And how many teams use two-back systems? And we'll see how this plays out, but I'm sure part of the mentality is, well, if we have Jalen, or maybe we add a year or two to Jalen, we could find somebody else to be his partner, because we're going to have to think, you know, as every NFL team gets creative about salaries, okay, where can we trim a few million? Unless he were to have some kind of monster year and fit perfectly under this system and help himself. Obviously, it'll help the team, but help his future out.
Jeff Hathorn at Steelers training camp, as players reported today, first practice is tomorrow. Did not see comments from Cam Hayward. Did he sneak by you guys, or did he politely decline talking about his situation?
So players don't have to move in today. They had the option of moving in last night. The thought process is that Cam probably moved in last night, but he was not. No one saw him. I mean, so we're allowed to stand by the entrance to the dorm.
Yep.
And, of course, there's a whole other entrance on the other side that we weren't even allowed to walk around there. So
I think that's unusual. No, he usually likes the gab with you guys when he gets to camp and talks about bringing board games and stuff like that. And
got a big TV under his arm or something.
Yeah, generally loves the small talk of showing up to St. Vincent College, Jeff.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, it was different in mini camp OTAs. I mean, I don't think that it wouldn't go back to that, but he's playing a leverage game right now, and he's probably being told that, you know, anything he says could potentially be used against him. So just to watch what he says. And by the way, part of our camp coverage here is brought to you by Smale Kia.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I did not have that on my read sheet, so we got that in. That's very important as we kick things off in La Trobe. First practice tomorrow. We'll be all over it. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.